السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، as we saying about the Tarawih, that journey which had commenced on the first night of Ramadan, it ended with the khatam of the Quran Sharif. Some places on the 21st, some 23rd, some 27th, 29th, wherever, whichever night they finish the Quran Sharif, we say that journey ended there. In the same way, the fasting which we commenced from the beginning of the month. Now that journey has also come to an end. Today is the last of the fast. Now that does not mean that our life has come to an end. Or that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now has given us a kind of a chutti, how everywhere they have holiday, in schools, colleges, universities, madrasas, everywhere after a certain period of time, then they say there must be a break, there must be some kind of vacation, there must be some kind of relaxation for the body and mind. So there's nothing wrong with that, there is a need for it. But as I mentioned in one of my bayans, that if you have to take namaz, it's farz 5 times a day. And it is farz every day. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not say that my bandas must be tired now after a couple years of namaz, or after a whole year of namaz. So now you have 1 month break. The 1 month there'll be vacation now, there'll be no namaz. No tilawat of the Quran Sharif, nothing, have a nice break. Because it was burdensome, because it was tiresome, because it was something that was difficult, and now your mind must be tired, your body must be tired, so that's why no namaz now for 1 month, 1 month holiday. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not give us holiday. Until our dying day, we have to read namaz. Why? Because it is not a burden, it is not, we are considering it, whereas it is something that brings you relaxation, it brings you peace of mind, it brings you sukoon. It is the ghiza, it is the food of the soul. And just as we cannot do without food for the physical body, in the same way this is food for the spiritual body. So nobody has said up till now that now I'm tired of eating. Every day I must have breakfast, lunch, supper. For how many years I'm going to have breakfast, lunch, supper? So as from now on, for 1 month, there will be no breakfast, lunch, supper. Every person knows that for the body, you need some kind of physical nourishment. For the physical body, you need nourishment. So for the spiritual body, also nourishment. The namaz Allah Ta'ala made, mi'rajul mu'mineen. So if we were not enjoying for the 11 months of the year, if we were not enjoying our namaz, our rusa, our ibadat, our tilawat, our zikr, so Allah Ta'ala gave us this month of Ramadan so that we practice, we drill, we exercise, spiritual exercises, so that the rest of the year now we get that same enjoyment that we were getting in the month of Ramadan. But now if somebody has to now put it to rest, finish, we had a holiday, enough now, and now it will be holiday. We must now once again go on to a high. And this is no lie that I'm saying. It is the truth. How many people are just waiting that as soon as the moon is sighted, we will get freedom. And as it is, the shayateen will be released to the evil ones and the mischievous ones. So look at the pressure that will be on the person now to control his nafs. So this month of Ramadan, since this is the last of the morning talks, tomorrow there will be no bayan because we must prepare and go to the Eidgah or wherever we are making Eid namaz. So therefore we have to understand that this whole exercises that we did, what was the purpose of that? It was not just some kind of customary practice that we are putting into practice. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam exerted himself in the month of Ramadan, especially in the last 10. For what reason? He was masoom, he was sinless. So that example again, which I always give at the end of Ramadan, is of the car that was battered. Many times you must have heard it, but now let's take it serious that that is exactly the condition of our hearts. That when a car was battered, it was damaged badly, lots of dents. So we take it to the panel beater and the person removes all the dents. And then he gives us the car in a showroom condition. Many cars, after they go through all the panel beating and polishing and shining and everything, those which were not even in good condition before they were smashed, but after all the shining and polishing and removal of dents has taken place because there was some accident, then those cars look in better condition than what we had them before. Because they give it to you in showroom condition, provided we give it to the right panel beater. Otherwise it will need another panel beating. So these Ramadan exercises were for that reason, that our hearts were full of dents, the dent of pride, the dent of arrogance, the dent of malice, the dent of greed, the dent of evil lust and passions, the dent of evil gazing, the dent of fantasizing about haram, the dent of watching the filth on the television screen or the porn sites of the internet, the dents of reading filthy magazines, filthy novels. All these type of actions that we engage in, the dent of taking interest, giving interest, dent of going to the casinos and discos and cinemas and theatres, all those dents, if we had indeed made the correct effort and removed all those dents through our sincere istighfar and tawbah, and if the rights of people also we made an effort, even in the month of Ramadan, that we realized that we made mistake, we stole somebody's money, or we didn't pay somebody his money, or we made promises and we broke promises. So now we may realized our mistakes. So we go and ask that person for maaf and forgiveness instead of ducking and dodging. We say, well, now we made that mistake in the month of Ramadan. I went through these physical and spiritual exercises so that I may get my connection and bond with my Allah Ta'ala. So I owe you this money. I broke my promise, please make me maaf. Or the other sins, the person makes sincere tawbah from. So it is rights of people. Or if he took property of someone which was not due to him in inheritance, but the will was un-Islamic and the person took away a big chunk of that property, thinking that my grandfather wrote it for me, so what does it matter? Or my father wrote the shop for me and my father wrote the house for me after his death, so this house now belongs to me. Depriving the sisters of their rightful shares. It was not given as a gift in his lifetime in a Sharia manner. Now this person, because of that will which was un-Islamic, he grabbed everything and set out. But after some years or after some time, now he realized. So in the month of Ramadan, the person went through all these exercises and realized that I've made mistakes in my life. So now he must contact those people, ask them for maaf for the delay of distribution. Then even if the person has to sell and go and live in a rented place, then millions of people are renting flats, millions of people are living in shacks. You rather suffer that little bit of embarrassment here that you are living in a palace and a mansion. What's this now? You've gone to a small one-room flat or two-room flat. They say, never mind, whatever happens, but I don't want to be on the day of Qiyamah answerable. I don't want to cry on the day of Qiyamah. I rather cry in this world. So if the person went about it this way, the sincere tawbah from all the things, and he removed all these dents, so then inshallah, if the person went about it in the proper manner, then this whole month of Ramadan, by the time we come to the end, the person's spiritual engine and spiritual car should have been in showroom condition. Then if it is in showroom condition, then what? Then after that, we drive it again on the road. Now, if the car was repaired in the garage, it is not to be driven in the garage. After the panel beater has removed all the dents and made the car in showroom condition, now do we after that drive the car in the garage? We say, mashallah, what a nice condition, you gave me your car back, my car back, so therefore let me start and rev the engine and press the accelerator and see how well it goes. So then that person will smash his head too and smash the car too again. So the car was not to be driven in the garage. The car was now to be tested on the highway. It was to be tested on corrugated road. It was to be tested in all other conditions. in rain and in storm, in everything the person has to now test that car, how well it rides. In the same way, this person now is going to go out into the world. He was not going to sit in the masjid in i'tikaf the whole year round. That i'tikaf was just for a period of time. It was just last 10 days or 20 days or 30 days a person sat in i'tikaf. Or he remained in the masjid for a little while. But now he will have to go to the business house. So that is where this car will now be tested. The person will have to go home. Now that is where it is going to be tested. That is he driving this car well? Or those dents haven't been removed as yet? Or the dents have gone worse? Because sometimes those dents go worse. If the person has made ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and now he got pride. As soon as he went home, he considers everybody as superior. He considers himself as superior to everybody. When he goes out now into the marketplace and other fields, then we consider ourselves as superior, better than. So that shows that the dent became worse. So these cars will then have to be tested, as I'm saying, whether in the bazaars, in the marketplaces, at the university, this young person who was in the month of Ramadan fasting and making zikr and tilawat, and he said that there was holiday also, what a nice opportunity, therefore let me go and join good company and stay in the masjid and make tilawat and everything. So now that was alhamdulillah, very good. But now when this young person goes back again to the university, to the college, and when the girls themselves are trying to seduce him, and he's handsome also, he's got money also, he's got good car also, and he's got cell phone, he's got everything going for him. At that time he's going to be tested whether he has removed those dents. Where is that taqwa that he was developing? That is the occasion now that he's going to be tested. So everyone, whether it is women folk or men folk or anyone, whether we were in the masjid or wherever we were, but this month of Ramadan, all this fasting and taraweeh and namaz and everything that we're making, zikr, tilawat and durud and salam, and it was for that reason. So if we had indeed removed all those dents, then inshallah, when we go back to our business, they'll find us a different person. We go back home, they'll find us a different person. We in the college and university, they'll find this boy, young boy, a different boy. No matter if they laugh and they make a joke and they say that what have you made of yourself, you are not going to enjoy life, then tell them no problem. Daaghe hasrat se dil sajaye hain, tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain. Daaghe hasrat se dil sajaye hain, tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain. In haseenon se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. How else will I get my Allah, except that I take all the wounds on my heart of regret, hasrat, that around me everybody is enjoying themselves, singing, dancing, music, girls, wine, women, drugs, and everything is inviting me towards that. But I'm taking the pain on my heart. I'm taking those arrows on my heart. I'm taking those sighs and those wounds on my heart. The hasrat se dil sajaye. People decorate their homes with many, many different things. I have decorated my heart with the wounds of regret. But not that kind of regrets that the people have, that we are making namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, and we're getting great regret. I'm talking about when a person is just coming out from his evil lifestyle, then shaitan whispers, you're missing out on this, you're missing out on that, you're missing out on that. So he says, I don't care for you, O shaitan, I am the banda of my Allah. So I will take those wounds on my heart, because that is how I will get my Allah. And when I will get my Allah, so then I've got everything. All the kingdoms are in my heart. The Jannat is in my heart, because the Khaliq and the creator of Jannat is now in my heart. جس ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جاں میں. With whomsoever Allah is pleased. جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں. Day and night is in gardens. Try it out. Take this road, it's a beautiful road. Only requires abstinence from sins fulfillment of rights of people, put the farais, wajibat, sunnat and see what Allah Ta'ala gives. Maana ke meer gulshan-e jannat to dur hai, aarif hai dil mein magar khaliq-e jannat liye hue. Oh meer, I know that jannat is far away. Many times I have mentioned this. That jannat is maybe far away. The person has to first live in this world, he has to die as a Muslim, he has to go into the qabar, he has to cross the pul sirat, to answer on the day of Qiyamah for all he's doing, then cross pul sirat, then he may go into Jannat. But the person who has got Allah Ta'ala with him, then he's got the Khaliq of that Jannat with him. Who created Jannat? So therefore he's in gardens all the time. So let us not be like the foolish person that after he has got his car in showroom condition, he purposely goes and bashes it everywhere. All that is required is to put the leash of Sharia around our necks. I conclude on this today. As I said, is the last talk of this month of Ramadan after the Fajr. So I repeat this example because there's so many people listening over the stations. That we were once early morning after Fajr at Mitchell Park. That is also permissible, go and breathe in the fresh air, and make good niyat, only keep your gaze and your heart clear. So there was a board, no dogs allowed except on leash. So the friends who were with me, I said, take lessons, we are Muslims, we take lessons from every board, every notice, everything. It says no dog allowed here except on leash. What does that mean? It means that if you're not going to put leash on the dog and you're going to take it through this park, then it's going to urinate here, it's going to pass stool there, it is going to break this flower, it's going to damage that plant, and some children are having some picnics, it may even eat up their sandwiches. So it will cause a lot of damage. So what you must do is put one leash around this dog's neck and then take it through and come out on the other side. So like that, I said, this nafs of ours, our ego, our passions, our desires, it needs the leash of Sharia, that's all. Put the leash of Sharia on it, tightly with the leash of Sharia, with the leash of Quran and Sunnah. Tie it tightly. Don't let it go outside that leash. Then take this nafs and go to the shop, go to the school, go to the college, go to the university, go to the airport, go in the aeroplane, go Hajj, go Umrah, go tour the world. But because it is in the leash of Sharia, now the person will remain within the boundaries of Sharia. How beautiful life will be. He will enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala also. And at the same time, the person will be preparing himself for akhirat, for jannat. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give me, give you. And the ummah that large, the tawfiq of amal. May Allah Ta'ala keep us mustaqeem. Give us istiqamat and steadfastness. And Allah Ta'ala must protect our iman, our Islam. In all whatever ibadah, zikr, tilawat, fasting, zakat, lillah, charities, whatever we did in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala must accept it, make it maqbool. You all make dua for me, I make dua for you. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.